Today on Aprender Inglés con Reza and Craig, we answer a question on IELTS, the IELTS exam, and also explain how to tell jokes in English. Welcome to Aprender Inglés with Reza and Craig. I'm Craig.
And I'm Reza.
And together with over 45 years of teaching between both of us, we'll help you improve your English and take your grammar, your vocabulary, your pronunciation and everything to do with English to the next level. Hi, Reza.
How are you, Craig?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am doing very, very well.
I'm happy to hear that. We've got some feedback, Reza, from Nayabet. I think is the pronunciation, Nayabet. Would you like to read it for us? She's from Chile.
Nayabet writes, my name is Nayabet and I'm from Chile, but I have been living in New Zealand for the last 4 years. I found your podcasts 4 months ago when I decided to get ready for IELTS test. And since then, I can't stop to listen. You mean I can't stop listening. I can't stop plus ing means I continue. I can't stop listening to them every single day. Finally, after all this time, I've decided to contact you and show you my big difficulty, my writing. As you can see, I have too many things to do before my exam, and I really don't know where to start. I came to New Zealand without knowing a word in English, and my listening and reading have made much progress. My speaking is not too bad, but my writing is terrible. Basically, I don't know how to write an essay. Please, Reza, you know about IELTS, and maybe you can help me with this. Also, I want to tell you, thank you very much. Your podcasts are really helpful. Thank you guys for your time. I hope you have a nice day.
Well, thank you for your email, Nayabet. And I think you're so lucky living in New Zealand. It's one of my favorite countries. So it's very, very lucky for you, not only because it's such a beautiful country, but because you have a perfect opportunity to improve your English. Now, Reza is our IELTS expert. Any advice, Reza?
Well, I did speak about IELTS in a lot of detail in episode 68. So if you have a look, Nayabet, at englishpodcast.com/68, you'll find quite a lot of information about all the different parts of the IELTS test, including the writing. For example, in the writing, there are certain expressions and certain types of phrases which I talk about, and also the different types of questions, whether it's writing about graphs or information or the essay question. It's all there in episode 68. Also, I'll include in this episode a couple of further links to websites where you can practice your IELTS skills.
Well, I'm no IELTS expert by far. I don't teach IELTS, but I think her writing in the email was very good. And your opinion, how was her writing?
Very good, very good. There are virtually no mistakes. It's almost perfect.
The two links that we're including in the show notes to this episode at englishpodcast.com/146 are to a website called IELTSLiz. That's IELTSLiz.com. It's a woman who specializes in teaching IELTS, and she has a very useful website and a very useful YouTube channel as well. And the second link is IELTS-exam.net. But there are more links and resources, as Reza said, at englishpodcast.com/68.
Well, Nayabet, we hope that helps you. But now we have to lighten the mood a little bit. Lighten means make something less serious. And turn to one of our favorite topics, Craig, which is telling jokes in English.
Yes, absolutely. And this is because of a message we received from our friend Mamin from Biescas. Hi, Mamin.
Hi, Mamin. How are you?
Anyway, let's play Mamin's voice message for you now.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Reza. This is Mamen. How are you doing? Mamen from Viescas. Here I am listening to your podcast, and I realized that I don't know if you make a podcast about humor or about jokes, because I think that this is a very difficult topic to us, to understand the humor in another language. So maybe you can make a podcast about it. I want to tell you a joke. It's a joke in Spanish, but it has some meaning in English, so I think you are going to like it. It's a bad joke, but here I go. Papá, ¿cuántas anclas tiene un barco? Dice, pues, hijo mío, 11. Y le dice el hijo, ¿seguro, papá? Dice, sí, seguro, porque siempre dicen 11 anclas. Sorry. Bye, big kiss.
11 anclas must be llevar anclas?
Yes.
Llevar anclas.
Yeah, 11 anclas. Is that a play on words? Is that a pun on levan or leven? Leven ustedes, leven anclas, which would be in English, it would be weigh anchor.
Weigh, like not W-A-Y though, weigh, W-E-I-G-H, like pesar.
Yeah.
To weigh anchors is the expression to pick up the anchor.
When you're going to go, when the ship's about to move, you weigh anchor.
Yeah, that's very clever, I mean, your play on words, which is juego de palabras.
You've just done a play on word, a mix in Spanish and English. Wow, well done.
Yeah, fantastic. It took us a few minutes to get to the punchline. The punchline is the actual final line that makes you laugh. The punchline at the end. It took us a while to work out, to realize what it was, but very clever. Well done.
But we must go on, Mammon, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead is another nautical expression from the sea, which means in Spanish, a toda pastilla. It's the steam coming out from the steamship. Full steam ahead. We must go on, Craig.
So we spoke about telling jokes a little bit in episode 137, inglespodcast.com/137, the episode about telling a story, how to tell a story in English. And we mentioned joke telling and the tenses you should use. So if you're interested in telling effective jokes, go back and listen to episode 137. And before we tell you some of our really, really bad jokes, not as good as Mamin's, we'll look at some vocabulary you can use to tell jokes. Now, remember, the verb that collocates with joke is tell, not say. So you tell a joke. Let me tell you a joke.
Which you should note, because it isn't logical. It isn't logical, because normally we teach, in fact, we've done it in a previous episode, but we can't remember which one. But we'll repeat it for you now. You normally say something and you tell someone.
Right.
Normally. So I told John. I said hello. But tell a joke is an exception, because it's not someone. It's tell a joke.
That's remember. True. But if tell in Spanish is contar and say is decir,
yep.
Contar un chiste is a direct translation to tell a joke.
Yeah.
You could say, couldn't you?
But tell is also decir. Tell Juan. Is
yeah,
díselo a Juan.
True,
doesn't really help you.
Anyway, for more details, go back to the episode on say and tell. By the way, somebody asked recently how they can find things on the website, and I think Mamin asked this question as well.
I want to ask you if in your website there is a way to find an episode. I mean, do you have an archive or a list to search for one episode, or the only way to find it is to put the number of the episode at the address bar?
There is a search box, so hay buscador on the webpage, inglespodcast.com. You can use the search to find grammar and vocabulary. Just, for example, put say and tell in the box and search, and you will find the episode in which Reza and I spoke about say and tell. And that's also available on mobile devices, on your mobile phone and on your tablets.
Well, as we said earlier, the joke which Mamen told is a pun. It's a pun, P-U-N. That's a play on words, un juego de palabras. So she was playing on the word 11, levan, and anglas, a pun, P-U-N.
And there's a synonym for joke, so you can tell a joke or you can tell a gag, G-A-G, a word you might not know. That's very common with professional comedians. If you speak to somebody who tells a lot of jokes or does stand-up, tells jokes for a living, they'll probably say gags. I'll tell a gag about going to the cinema, for example. So gag is a joke.
A person who tells jokes, particularly a professional, is a comedian. They get paid to tell jokes. They're a comedian.
And they do comedy. Yeah, they do comedy shows. And we mentioned before, juego de palabras, that Mamen used in her joke. It was a play on words. And punchline, we also mentioned, a punchline is remate final. Punchline of a joke.
Which usually comes at the end. You got to listen to the whole joke, and it's only funny at the very end when you hear the punchline.
And I'm terrible at telling jokes because I always forget the punchline at the end.
They say that it's not even the punchline, which is the most important part of a joke. Comedians say it's all about timing. When you say it, you gotta make the audience just wait a little bit, but not too long, before you hit them with the punchline.
Yeah, it's the telling. It's all in the telling of the joke.
Craig, if someone tells a good joke, what will you do?
You'll laugh, L-A-U-G-H, laugh, which is reír. And sometimes in Spanish, I confuse reír and sonreír, which is to smile.
Me
so
too.
I sometimes confuse, am I smiling? Am I laughing?
I make exactly the same mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because sonreír is smile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reír is laugh. I make that same mistake myself.
¿Por qué estás riendo? ¿Por qué estás sonriendo? Yeah. Another word for smile is grin, G-R-I-N. So you can say he's smiling or he's grinning, to grin.
A common expression is to burst out laughing, which means to suddenly start laughing because you just can't control yourself. You burst out, that's a phrase of her, to burst out, like explode with laughter, to burst out laughing.
He told me a great joke and I burst out laughing. I couldn't stop laughing.
Because the joke, it made me laugh. So you make someone laugh. Make is followed by an object, someone, followed by the infinitive without to. So he made me go, she made me stop, the joke made me laugh.
Reza, what kind of things makes you laugh? What's funny to you?
Well, a good joke makes me laugh. Or I'm a big fan of the absurdities of life. Let me explain. Like, I think I've told this story before about me going to the tourist office in Cáceres. And although it was a terrible situation, when I looked back on it, it made me laugh because I asked for information about places to visit and the person working in the tourist office said, yeah, but where do you want to visit? And I said, well, I don't know because I've never been here before. And she said, well, I can't tell you about any places if I don't know where you want to go. And I just found the absurdity of that quite funny. And I was kind of laughing as she was telling me that she wasn't going to give me any information. And that type of thing makes me laugh.
So I would guess then that you're a fan of observational comedy. So comedians who look at life and observe and amplify people's behavior in a funny way.
Yeah. And they find the common absurdities of life and they explain it in a way which is kind of true, but in an exaggerated way. And that really makes me laugh. Yeah.
By the way, if you do like observational humor and stand-up comedians, don't forget to check out our friend Luke's English podcast, who has an English podcast. He's also an English teacher, and he does stand-up comedy in Paris. So his podcasts, a lot of our listeners have spoken about his podcast. They enjoy it. So go over and give Luke a listen and see if you like his podcast. He's very funny.
Craig, when was the last time you chuckled? You had a good chuckle.
Well, a chuckle is, what's the difference between a chuckle and a laugh? A laugh is ha 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 ha, but a chuckle is a bit smaller, isn't it?
It's, yeah, quicker, like oh. Ooh.
I don't know how to say chuckle in Spanish, but it's not quite a laugh. It's not so.
I think I know. If laugh is risa, then chuckle is risita.
Okay.
No? A kind of little laugh, no?
A small chuckle. Laugh. Hmm. Yeah. Of course, if you laugh a lot and you laugh very hard, you crack up. The phrasal verb crack up, C-R-A-C-K, it cracks me up. Is a very informal way to say that you laughed a lot. He told me a joke and I cracked up. Means I laughed a lot.
I think, do they say in Spain, me parte? As was kind of I'm partir is kind of, it divides, it breaks you up. So it's kind of similar in Spain. They say, oh, me parte. Mm-hmm. Something so funny, me parte. It cracks me up.
Do you remember the last time a joke cracked you up?
No, it's been a long time ago since I've heard a joke that good. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of chuckles, but it's been a long time since something's cracked me up. What about you?
I've been watching a lot of comedians on YouTube, American comedians, stand-up comedians, and British stand-up comics and comedians. A comic is similar to a comedian. And some of them crack me up. Yep. Some of them are very funny. I will put some YouTube clips, some short videos, some clips in the show notes to this episode, inglespodcast.com/146. If you go there, I'll have some of my favorite, two or three of my favorite selected YouTube comedians for you to watch. And I'll try and choose some easy ones for you to understand.
Mind you, Craig, mind you means, now that I'm thinking about it.
Por cierto,
I did see something last weekend by chance I put on the TV, and it was an old film which I have seen many times, perhaps 5, 6, or 7 times in my life, but it still almost cracked me up, even though I knew the jokes that were coming, mm-hmm. which was The Life of Brian, Monty Python.
Yeah, very funny.
I've seen it many times. I remember the first time I saw it, I cracked up many, many, many times during the film, and even the second, third, fourth time. Now, many years later, I still chuckle. I perhaps it doesn't crack me up, but it did originally. It was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen the first time around.
I agree. If you like Monty Python, you should listen in English. It's very, very funny. It will crack you up. And Monty Python are definitely not corny.
Not usually.
What would you describe corny? C-O-R-N-Y, a corny joke.
Corny, it's just not very good. It's predictable. It's stupid. It makes you, rather than laugh, you probably go,
you groan. You groan. G-R-O-A-N, to groan. Oh, no. That's terrible. Of course, there may be a joke that you just don't understand. Someone tells you a joke. Is that what? You don't get it. So the phrasal verb to get it means to understand it. I don't get it. I don't get the joke.
No lo pillo, it means.
Exactly.
It?
It's not funny.
To fall about laughing is similar to crack up.
To crack up, yeah.
When you get the joke and you find it very funny, you might fall about laughing. You can't control your laughter.
So if the joke is hilarious, which means very, very funny, then probably you will fall about laughing. So hilarious, the adjective, very, very funny. Now, on the internet, you sometimes get abbreviations for things that are funny. You probably know LOL, which is short for laugh out loud, haha. And then you may not know ROFL, which is roll on the floor laughing, ROFL. Roll on the floor laughing. You're laughing so much, you fall over, you fall on the floor, and you roll. Haces saltas en el suelo. And one more, LMAO. Have you heard of that one, Reza? LMAO?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Laugh my arse off.
Okay.
You laugh so much that your bum or your arse falls off. So if you see...
Not literally, just figuratively.
If you see LMAO on the internet somewhere, on WhatsApp or somewhere, that means very, very funny. Ridiculously funny. Hilarious.
And perhaps another expression similar to that, not an internet expression, but a general expression, is to wet yourself with laughter. To wet yourself is
to
have this pee-pee, because yeah. Something so funny that you couldn't keep in your pee-pee.
I laughed so hard I almost wet myself, because the joke was side splitting, to split is partir, and you would say partir de la risa. So if it's side splitting, again, you're laughing very, very hard.
So much that the side of your body splits open, can you imagine? Because you can't stop laughing.
And of course, sense of humour, sentido de humor. Be careful of the spelling, because British English would spell humour H-U-M-O-U-R, and the noun is humorous. American English, H-U-M-O-R. So there's a difference in spelling with sense of humour and humour.
Craig, there's just one more word I wanted to mention, because students often mix up amusing and humorous. And I would say they're not exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the difference?
Amusing would translate possibly as divertido or divertida, and humorous, gracioso or graciosa.
Okay. So something can be amusing, but not necessarily humorous.
Right.
Whereas humorous means it's funny. It's a type of thing that makes you laugh.
And also don't confuse fun and funny, which are sometimes also confused by Spanish speakers. We had fun, hemos pasado bien, and a funny joke. If the joke is funny, you laugh. So, ha ha ha, it's a funny joke, a funny film, a funny situation, a funny person, but we had fun at the party. Well, before we actually tell you some of our bad jokes, we'd like to say thank you to our wonderful sponsor, iTalki, who provide one-on-one private English teachers for you to learn with native speakers. You can learn when you have free time, so get home from work late, it doesn't matter, connect with your English teacher and get a lesson online using Skype. And it's also very affordable, because you're not paying a language school. You're paying the teacher directly. So there's a huge variety, a wide variety of teachers available to you on iTalki at a price that's good for your pocket. If you'd like more information, iTalki are offering 100 credits for people who sign up through our webpage. So for more information, go to inglespodcast.com/iTalki. And we'd like to say thank you to iTalki for sponsoring Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig. Reza, do you have any jokes for our listeners?
Okay, listeners, get ready for some very bad jokes.
Jokes to groan to.
Yes, these are very corny. You're going to groan. We apologize in advance. My friend said he knew a man with a wooden leg named Smith. So I asked him, what was the name of his other leg? What a groaner. Makes you groan, doesn't it?
Jokes are probably actually humour in general, one of the very last things that an English student will learn. So when you start learning English, you increase your vocabulary, you improve your grammar, you become more fluent and you feel more comfortable with the language. But I think as time goes on, it's difficult to understand the humour of another language. Are you at the level where you could understand French humour yet?
Not really, no.
But Spanish humour, yeah.
Yes, but my French being level B1, it's not good enough to get a few jokes, but not many.
I can understand some Spanish jokes, but the play on words is still quite difficult for me.
I remember seeing a film once, it's a very famous film, but I can't remember what it's called right now, a French classic film, and there's a pun right at the end, and it took me about 2 hours to work it out. The whole cinema audience was laughing, there was me left thinking, I don't get it. And it was something like this, it was a man and a woman, a couple, let's say, a boyfriend and girlfriend arguing, and it all depended on a pun right at the end. And the woman said, je ne suis pas un femme, je suis une femme. And that was it, something like that, je ne suis pas une femme. Je suis une femme.
So it was a really
I'll say it again.
Small.
Je ne suis pas une femme. Je suis une femme. Une femme, une femme and une femme. Une femme, une femme. I am not very bad. Like infamous in English. Une femme, bad. I am a woman. And that was the play on word.
Right.
Je ne suis pas une femme. Je suis une femme.
So it took you a while to think about that to get the joke.
The une femme and une femme. That's the only difference. But since the French hardly seem to pronounce anything differently to my ears, it was so hard to get that. Une femme, une femme. That was the thing.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Very, very difficult. So don't worry if you don't get these jokes. If you get a joke, you understand it. It's funny. You laugh. You understand the punchline. Don't worry, because it is a very difficult thing to understand the humor of another language.
Particularly if it's to do with pronunciation or intonation, they're particularly hard. One of my favorite comedy songs ever is by a duo that I know Craig likes a lot as well, the two Runnies, Ronnie Corbett and Ronnie Barker. And they've done a brilliant, brilliant song called Picnickers. And it's all about how they go for a picnic. And just by changing the stress of the word a picnicker, it's hilarious, because if you go on a picnic, you're a picnicker. So they got a song, but rather than saying, picnics, they go, the song's all about the picnickers.
Because knickers are bragas.
Yes. So your ear thinks it hears the word pink, but it doesn't. Pink knickers, but it's picnickers. But they say picnickers. So it sounds like bragas rositas, but it's actually people who go on a picnic.
Really, it's not funny to say pink knickers. It's not funny, but because it's that play on words,
it's hilarious.
It becomes funny.
All that to do with just intonation, but it's really hilarious for a native speaker. It's very funny.
So a doctor says to the patient, "You are very sick."
It's not better if we act it out.
Okay.
Craig's a doctor and I'm a patient.
Okay. I'm sorry, Rosa, you are very sick.
Can I get a second opinion?
Yes. You're very ugly too.
What a groaner. Yes, we warned you.
The worst thing you can do is really to explain a joke. So very often to get a second opinion from a doctor is to ask another doctor, a second doctor, for their opinion. But obviously this one doctor gave two different opinions. The first one that he thinks Reza's sick, and the second one that he's ugly. Okay, try this one. A snail. What's snail in Spanish?
Un caracol.
Yes, caracol. A snail walks into a bar. And the barman tells him there's a strict policy, very strict rules about having snails in a bar. And so he kicks him outside. A year later, the same snail goes back into the bar, re-enters the bar, and asks the barman, "What did you do that for?"
Do you get it, listeners? Because it's a snail. It took the snail a year to get back into the bar.
Here's a question for you, Reza. What do you call a person who speaks two languages?
Well, that's bilingual.
Yep. And what do you call a person who speaks three languages?
I guess trilingual.
Correct. But what do you call a person who speaks four or maybe more languages?
Oh, I think for that we say multilingual.
Yeah. So what's a person who speaks only one language?
I've no idea.
An American. Apologies to any Americans listening. That joke could also be made with English speakers from Britain.
One of my students said to me yesterday, "Reza, would you punish me for something I didn't do?" I said, "Of course not." So she said, "Good, because I haven't done my homework."
True story. Years ago, I had a girlfriend who liked to have baths in milk. She filled up the bath with milk. And one day I said to her, "Why do you like to take baths in milk?" And she said, "Well, I can't find a cow tall enough for a shower."
That's a corny one, all right. I met a girl last week who said, I was born in London, you know. And I said, oh, really? Which part? And she said, all of me.
Oh. So last week I asked a student of mine to conjugate the verb to walk, andar, to walk in the present tense. So he said, I walk, you walk, he walks. And I said, quicker, quicker, please. And he said, I run, you run. That's not bad, actually. That's quite good.
Craig, which two letters are really bad for your teeth?
Tooth 30? No.
Mm-mm, two letters. DK.
Oh, DK. Decay.
Decay is caries. Decay. Decay.
Tooth decay. I used to be a werewolf. What's a werewolf in Spanish?
Hombre lobo?
Yeah, I used to be a werewolf, but I'm much better now. Do you have any more before we sign off?
Craig, how do you keep an idiot in suspense?
Are you going to tell me next week?
Yep.
So now it's your turn to practice your English. Do you have any bad jokes for us or any ideas for a future episode? We would love to hear your terrible, terrible jokes. You can leave them on SpeakPipe. Remember, it's only 90 seconds, but that should be long enough for your bad jokes. Go to speakpipe.com/Inglés podcast. You can find the link to that on inglespodcast.com/146, or send us an email to me, Craig, at inglespodcast.com,
or to me, reza@belfastreza@gmail.com.
And we'd like to thank our wonderful sponsors this week, as usual, who are Lara, Carlos, Zara, Mamen, Juan, Sara Jarabo, Cory, Manuel, Jorge, Raúl, Rafael, Daniel, Manuel Tarazona, Mariel Reidemann, Maite Paracin Pérez, Lorena, and our latest sponsor, Pedro Martinez. Thank you very much for your continued support. If you'd like to join our Patreon program, go to patreon.com/Inglés podcast.
And we'd also like to thank Arminda from Madrid for continuing to transcribe the podcasts word for word. So far, she has full transcriptions for episodes 131, 134, 135, 136, and 137. And she's working on more at the moment. So thank you very much.
Yes, thanks, Arminda. We really appreciate it. And thank you for listening to us and our bad jokes. And we look forward to speaking to you again next week. We have no idea at this moment what we will speak about. So please send us your ideas and your suggestions for future shows. Until next time, though, it's goodbye from Reza.
And it's goodbye from Craig.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts, and the track is called See You Later.